How has your mental health been lately? Do you feel burdened or overwhelmed? What about your finances? Do you find yourself living from paycheck to paycheck and working more than one job? If so, I have a solution for you. Visit www.unwrapwellness.com and follow at Unwrap Wellness on Instagram, Facebook, and Pinterest to view content focused on the importance of putting yourself first as the key to unwrapping wellness. Plus, discover potential part or full-time career opportunities available and connect with the best financial experts to meet your financial goals. Again, visit www.unwrapwellness.com and follow at Unwrap Wellness on Instagram, Facebook, and Pinterest to connect and unwrap your wellness now.
Hi, I'm Nicole Ebanks. I'm the host of Soul and Substance, the podcast. I'm also a journalist and a blogger, and I'm going to carry you through conversation where we're going to talk about those in-depth topics, those topics we're all afraid to talk about. I can guarantee you transparency, honesty, and pure realness because the perspectives come from my own, celebrities, locals, and you especially. Soul and Substance starts right now. I knew she would be back. I just felt it in her spirit, the last time. But you guys, your favorite girl is back. Sandy, how are you, my love?
Fine, Nicole. How are you?
I'm good. For those of you who do not know, Sandy was my inaugural guest, the first guest to the podcast, and she was on the Valentine's Day episode. So, you know, those who are new, please check it out. It's episode 3 of the podcast. So, it's so good to see you.
Thank you, and thanks for having me.
That's so good. I mean, I see her all the time. She's my coworker, but she's just a joy, and I know you guys are so happy to have her back on the show. She's a fan of Wendy Williams, so I had to have her part of the breaking news or this just in segment. So she's going to start off there, and then we're going to talk about, you know, eventually today's topic. But, Sandy, what's going on? You seem so puzzled.
What do you mean? What happened with Wendy Williams?
No, I'm saying that you always loved her.
Like, I still do.
You still do, exactly. So
I wish I could help her some kind of way.
I know, because you're just that sweet. And what is the latest with her now? Do you know?
No, I haven't heard it. Last I heard, she was going in rehab again.
And what's up with her son? Like, her son was also doing her dirty?
Well,
I don't follow her story, and I should, but I don't follow it intently. But, yeah, apparently something with her son was trying to do damage to her brand, and, you know.
That's hearsay. We don't know if that's.
Exactly.
And I'm not going to say, because I think he's kind of looked out for his mother, but I think he got a little hold of spending more than he should, that's all.
Mm-hmm. And he is young too. So
yes,
like you said, we don't know because it's not fact. But what is factual is that the two things that we are going to talk about in the This Just In segment, one of them being, unfortunately, Twitch or Stephen Boss, he passed away last week from suicide. His wife confirmed the news in a very heartbreaking statement. It was shocking to me, like, when I was at work and my coworker broke the news to me, and when she said, like, oh, you know, he was from So You Think You Can Dance, don't you remember him? And immediately when she said his name after that, I couldn't put the two and two together. Suicide and Twitch, I couldn't comprehend what she was saying, and so I had to ask her, like, show me a picture, because she was like, you know, he was short, and I was like, okay, she definitely has the wrong person. But until she looked him up, I was just
dumbfounded.
I lost it, because when you think of Twitch, you think of someone who is jovial, full of life, you know, so much personality. And to find out that he, you know, took his own life, I don't know. I'm so heartbroken. What are your thoughts, Sandy?
I am too, and I'm sad to hear that. Mm-hmm. I wish he would have gotten some help, but on my way to work, mm-hmm. I heard on the radio the Donnie Simpson show that his wife called the police department.
Yeah, she rushed to the police department.
Because she was frantic, because he never would leave home without his car. Mm-hmm. And this particular day, he left home without his car. But my own feelings is, you know, he had different jobs too sometimes. So, but I think the pressure of maybe, you know, Alan going off the air, you know, he had been there for 8 years, so I heard. Mm-hmm. So it could be a couple of things I think that could have caused him. Maybe he think he's not going to have the money he had, and his money was constant. Mm-hmm. And you know, when you lose your job and you have a nice house, nice car, I'm saying if, mm-hmm. for some people, and you don't know where the next check comes from, that could stress you out quite a bit.
I'm sure as a husband and a father, you're thinking that I'm the provider, I need to be able to always make sure that, you know, I can provide for my family. But going back to what you said about, you know, did he see anybody? I think even so, when you see a therapist or a mental health professional, some people, no matter what you're dealing with, today could be the greatest day, and maybe the next few days are the most beautiful days in your life. However, I feel like there comes a time, and I can't speak for everybody, but I feel like there comes a time where the darkness just gets too loud, or something just triggers them to say, like, you know what? I can't see anything beyond this. I don't think I can ever get out of this period in my life. And then it just happens. I know in an earlier episode of the podcast, I even talked about that. I lost my train of thought. But how, you know, some people, they just make it up in their mind, you know, no matter what they're going to do, what they're going to do. And looks are deceiving. Like, again, like I said, Twitch was someone who was just full of life, always happy, always had the biggest smile, and yet he was hurting, and we don't know why, you know. And I'm just speechless even still now. Like, I never would have thought. And then it makes me think about, you know, him being a Black man in America. Did that have something to do with it too? Like, you know, the immense pressure that Black people have, just, you know, being human in America, that even so, we can't just be human. And as a Black man too, you know, there's their masculinity, right? They're feeling they're oppressed, and you know, their masculinity is always threatened, or you know, they're supposed to keep, you know, feelings and emotions to themselves. So even if he wanted to cry out, the world and society wouldn't allow him to. So that was also probably another factor too. But suicide, I mean, I have my personal dealings with that. You know, I had a family member who lost his life, I mean, who took his own life. And, you know, it never gets easier, but I bleed for people who take this route. They, even ones that attempt and, you know, fortunately are unsuccessful, it's just still, like, mental health is a big thing. That is why I am so, so passionate about that topic, because you never know what someone's going through. Anyone who is in your midst, you know, you don't know what's going on behind closed doors. And I mean, closed doors is their mind. You don't know what's trickling in there, what's constantly going through their head. So, go ahead.
It's a sad day today.
It is.
I mean, we're just finding out. I don't know when this really occurred, but I couldn't believe it. Just like the lady on
the window. Oh, the model, Miss USA.
Yeah.
Not Miss USA, but yes, I know who you're talking about.
Yes, she was Miss USA, wasn't she?
Yes, you're right.
She won. And that's how I think she got that job on...
She was a correspondent.
Mm-hmm. That was so beautiful. Not that beauty makes the difference, but you were looking at her. She looked like she had confidence,
right.
And you know, and no reason to jump out the window.
Yeah, on the highest. Yeah. So that's, again, you could have the money, the cars. Like Twitch had the wife, the children, the nice house. That, you know what I mean? Again, he was on the Ellen show, and who knows what he was doing now besides like social media and, you know, more dancing. But like, you know, the Miss USA, she had the job, the degrees, all of that. But still, that's why I say it's like, if you got to look from within, whatever is
troubling
you from within, we have to do our best to find help. And on the reverse, whenever we see signs of something, or we can just boldly ask, like, oh, are you suicidal? I know on Good Morning America, when the same Miss USA story broke of her suicide, and, you know, this expert came on the show, and she was talking about, like, you know, we have to verbally, boldly ask, like, are you suicidal to somebody? Because, you know, it could just lend a invitation for someone to open up.
Well, I'll tell you my experience, personal. I asked my son, because he was supposed to get married sometime this year.
Okay.
And so his mate and him decided to split. And I asked my son, I said, do you think that you might be suicidal?
Just like that.
And I asked him, do you want to see somebody? Do we need to get somebody to talk to you, talk to me separately or together, and try to see and make sure that you're fine? Because you say you are, but are you?
And what did he say?
Oh, Ma, yeah, I'm fine. I'm okay.
Okay.
But that doesn't always be true. He has a lot of anger due to the separation. He's trying to control it for my benefit, because I'm elderly and getting a little sick. So he's my companion right now, but I don't want him to stick to that. I want him to get out and do his life, take vacations without me if he chooses to. But I'm here for him, and he knows that. I have to reassure him every day that I love him, need him, and want him to be happy.
Yeah, so like a good mom, you know, or mothers, period, parents, period, they want to make sure that their kids are okay.
Always.
So you did the right thing, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So how do you know for sure that
he's not suicidal,
or he'll eventually, you know, see someone? Like, are you ever worried or concerned, you know, even despite him saying, Mom, I'm fine, and giving you that reassurance, how do you keep going on? You know, besides him saying that, like, what gives you?
Well, I observe him and see, you know, I can tell when he's down in the dumps and when he's not. But he's very angry right now. Ever since COVID, and he wears a mask all the time, he gets a little angry sometime. He's trying, like I say, control it, but I don't know, the anger part, I think he needs to talk to somebody about it. So we'll see. We're working on it.
Please. Yes. And I'll reach out if I can, too, if he will allow me to, if that's okay.
Yes, it is. We love you, Nicole.
Oh, thank you. I love y'all, too. But on a different note, we'll keep, you know, Twitch's family, wife, kids.
In our prayers.
In our prayers, definitely. On a lighter note, what do you think about Diddy? Diddy is a papa again.
How old is Diddy?
Why you gotta say it like that? 53 years old.
Well, I say if you can afford these kids, just like
Nick Cannon.
Yes. But there comes a limit. You should stop after a while. But
so what's the limit?
Oh, I don't know. But they both seem like they definitely can't afford to, you know, support their kids. And if they're happy, I'm happy. But
I don't think, okay, yes, like, I'm not one to judge someone's decisions on how many children they have. Like, look at Kiki Wyatt. Kiki Wyatt has, what, 11 children, last I heard? And yeah, no one's making no big fuss. However, I think what truly matters is quality time. Like, you can be financially
stable
to be able to take care of children. Yes, absolutely. But where was your time? You know what I mean? And I feel like with, you know, Diddy and, you know, even Nick Cannon, or I shouldn't even put them in the same bracket.
It's no, because like, it's totally different.
Exactly, it is. So let's just stick on Diddy. But I love the fact that, you know, he acknowledged that there is a new child around. He's, you know, the baby was born back in October 15 to be exact. And, you know, he took the time to privately, you know, celebrate her. And, you know, that's great. That's wonderful. And acknowledge it to the world when time was appropriate to. However, with his open relationship with Young Miami,
you didn't feel that it was appropriate for him to have another baby? Or?
I don't even know, because he has verbalized that, you know, when we're together, we're together, we're open to date other people, and she even co-signed the same way, too. From what we know is that the child's mother to the new baby, it was a one-night stand. And apparently, or allegedly, the mother poked holes in the condom. Again, how true that is, I don't know. But in terms of his, you know, open relationship with Young Miami, yeah, we shouldn't be, I guess, upset or mad at it, because it was plain as day from the beginning. I just don't know if you should... Okay, so why even call it a relationship if you know that you're not going to always be faithful to one? Or, I don't know. What do you think of this, Sandra Papandra?
Okay, I'm thinking about it. You know, if you and a guy, or a guy and a girl, decide that they want to have... something to wipe my glasses, they're blaring.
Gosh, y'all give her a second. But you were saying?
When they're in a relationship, if they decide that they are open in a relationship, there should be something in it, I think. No kids. Don't add kids to the circle.
But I'm free to date whoever. I'm free to sleep with whoever.
I don't like that either. I'm old school. I don't like all
you
that.
You don't like, what's the cutoff? You said children are the cutoff, and what else?
So we
shouldn't be having sex with other people either?
No, I don't think so. I think when you all are in a relationship, that should be it. Be in it.
Exactly.
And don't be sleeping around. I don't like that sleeping around crap. Uh-oh. And see, but I'm old school. So, you know... why do you have to sleep around? Why do you do that? That's the question you gotta ask those people.
Because, you know, maybe you vibe with someone else, or, you know, you don't want to be tied down to just one person.
Well, we should know that he doesn't want to be tied down, because he's never been married, has he?
No, he hasn't.
And I think he likes his
friend. So should we be surprised by this?
I guess... I would have not expect him to have another child. I thought he was finished with it. Because he does have quite a few now. And then since
this is baby number 7. And, you know, his first child he adopted. And that's...
I'll be sure, son. But he has Kim Porter's kids, which are his, the twins. But I don't know...
the son. And he has another son with, I think she's a stylist.
Yes, I remember that. Yeah. I remember her. She was in their first, one of their videos.
Yeah.
And she's getting quite a bit of money. So I don't know if these girls don't mind having a relationship like that when they have a rich guy involved, because they'll give them whatever they want.
Right.
you know, and that's good. And I guess that's what most of them want, as long as they're taken care of, as long as they could buy a nice, reasonable house to live in. And, you know, things like that, which I'm sure they enjoy very much.
But is money everything? Like, the, you know, the baby's mother, she is a cybersecurity specialist. Mm. So, you know, good job, good career. Mm-hmm. And yes, you know, Diddy is, you know, a billionaire. He's a music mogul. You know, he can provide all these things for anybody. But
I don't think he's a billionaire yet. He's close to it, maybe.
But what I'm saying is, I don't know if I could put myself in the position to, because I know me, I can be selfish. I want you for myself, it's just for me.
I don't blame you.
I don't want to, and again, I'm not going to knock anybody who wants an open relationship. I know that DJ Academics, he told, or he said out loud in his coverage of this story, that Carisha, or Young Miami, she's a side chick, and Diddy came to her defense and quoted, Young Miami is not my side chick, never has been and never will be. She's very important and special to me, and I don't play about my shoddy wop. So here it is, he's ready to defend her, like, you know, at a drop of a hat. Why not just be exclusive to her? Is it because she's 28? Is it because that, you know, you're just not someone who's meant for monogamy, you don't picture that for your life, you know, that type of thing. And then for Young Miami's sake, like, yeah, is it the money? Do you ever, you know, is this temporary in your mind? You know, how did you really feel when you found out that, yes, there was a baby on the way? Or did you find out when he told you, yeah, I just became a new father back in October? Like, what? How did that go, and how did you truly feel? But again, everyone's entitled to how they want to live their life. I'm just saying, I couldn't do that.
I don't think I could either. But like I said, I'm old school. But my thing, my thought is him and Miami going to stay together after this, after the young lady got pregnant?
Well, I think so, because it was in October, and they still
going out, showing up
for each other. So I don't think that's going to stop. And they've been together for what, over a year? So,
well, why doesn't Miss Miami?
Young Miami.
Young Miami have a kid of her own.
She does. She has two kids.
But not by pity.
No.
Not by Diddy.
No.
That's something to think about.
So it could be, yeah, you know, your mother, maybe you just want to live this life. You're young too, 28, you know what I mean? Like, you don't want to be tied down to anybody. Or, you know, maybe you're trying to put your foot in so that eventually, as you get older,
he may marry you.
Right. Again, I'm not alleging anything. I'm not judging anybody. Neither of us are.
No.
Just talking this thing out and just giving our own opinion and thoughts.
And another opinion of mine is,
yeah, next, what's your opinion?
How does, has Miss Miami, Young Miami, she called?
Yes.
Did she ever say anything? Has she commented on the reaction?
A viewer, or on Twitter, so I say, like, a commenter had said, like, oh, something around the lines of, you need to explain this, like, what's up, sis? Like, this can't be true, this type of thing. Give us the details. And Young Miami, she posted the emoji in response, like, you know, the two big eyeballs. That's what she responded in response. That's what she stated in response.
So she doesn't know herself how she feels about it. Or
I think it's just like, it's not.
Did he tell her that he was gonna? Oh, okay. He didn't know the young lady was gonna put holes in the condom.
Yeah, if that's
so
true.
So that's.
But all we know for fact is, 2 months ago, Diddy became a father. Oh. Within those 2 months, I'm pretty sure, I don't think Diddy is messed up where he would keep it a secret from Young Miami for 2 months. and not say anything, and then he told the world, and that's how she found out. I don't believe that.
No.
Mm-hmm. I try not to believe that. Did he tell her about a baby on the way that old girl was pregnant? Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
But I think because they have a understanding of what their relationship is, I wouldn't be surprised if he kept some details about, you know, their, you know, what he was doing and who he had a child with under wraps until it was time to share the news.
Well, who is this young lady that he had the baby by?
Her name is Dana Tran.
And how old is she?
She's 28 years old.
And how old is Miss Young Miami?
She's 28.
They're both the same age. Well, so when did he get time to mess with this young lady? And he was going with Young Miami. But again, they have an open relationship.
Right.
Does anybody know what the definition of open relationship is?
I know it as we're free to see other people. Now, I feel like everyone has their own parameters that they set up. Every relationship that has an open relationship is different. Like, I know Monique and her husband, I don't know if they currently are, but at some point they did have an open marriage that she stated that they have. So again, did that mean that they were free to sleep with other people as they, you know, dated other people? I don't know. But I think that I don't see anything wrong with it as long as both parties agree. And with Young Miami, I feel like maybe sis would like to be exclusive with Diddy, because I know when he accepted the BET Awards Lifetime Achievement Award this year, sis had a big old poster and was shouting out his man, and he never even acknowledged her in his acceptance speech. So I say that all to say it's like,
but everybody knows that they are with
each other. But that's what I'm saying. Everyone knows they're together, but you guys have established that this is an open thing.
Relationship.
But I feel like she's more in it than he is, obviously, because she's willing to do things that someone who's a girlfriend would do, someone who's a significant other would do. Mm. And yet I feel like she just went with the whole open relationship thing because she didn't want to get her feelings hurt. She wanted to also keep the benefits that will come with being with him. Again, all my theories and thoughts don't mean it's fact. So that's it. There'll be more to come about soon. But thanks for joining in. And this just in, Sandra Papandra.
Yes.
So Sandy, the reason why I invited you back to the show was not because I think you're a wonderful person, but I feel like you would be a great person for this topic. And today we're just breaking into the topic about purpose. We're at the end of the year now, and a lot of times we take the time now to reflect on what we accomplished this year, all the things that we did and not do. And I know for me anyway, I am on the quest to find my purpose. That's the whole sole reason for the whole Soul and Substance brand. Is about purpose and what our calling is. And so many people hearing this today, I'm sure that they are still discovering themselves. You know, people in our, you know, millennials or even younger than that, or even, you know, a little bit older than that, we're still trying to figure out this thing called life. And, you know, we can be so hard on ourselves, but I think it will make things a little bit easier if we also lend an ear to people who are a little bit more seasoned, who can tell us about their own experiences in life to give us some hope and maybe, you know, give us some more comfort and woo-saw a little bit. So I want to start off by asking you, what is, do you feel as though you fulfilled your dreams in life?
Most of them, yes, I do. I feel comfortable. I'm happy. I'm semi-retired, and I like to do whatever I want. Mm. And I don't like anybody interfering with the way that I live. As far as I can remember, I always wanted a Mercedes. And I seen this one used to be parked up on Military Road, and I said, one day I'm going to get that. And I started out with an old used one.
Okay.
It was dark brown. I don't even know what it was, an E, a C, or what. Mm-hmm. But it was old, and I had good fun in it. And I loved that car. But as I got older, I traded it in and went up and went up. And my baby's father helped me get a newer model. And I always wanted to help get a house, and he helped me get that too. He was a nice supporter. And I wanted to be a registered nurse, but I was too lazy. I went back to school and never finished.
You never finished. So was your dream of being a nurse, period? Like you always, did you always set up to be a nurse? Or did you have
Yes. Okay. Ever since I was like four or five, yes. I had my mother's sister was a nurse. And then I liked the idea that you had that big hat on your head.
Oh, okay.
In the beginning. Back in the day, we used to wear a nice hat on our head.
Yeah.
And when we were in nursing school, we wore a hat to school. And when we graduated, we had a big sigma on the front of the hat, said graduated, LPN.
Ooh.
No, it was L... It wasn't licensed, it was PN, private
practical nurse.
On hat, and I still have mine in the frame. Mm. I had it starched and put it in the frame, but neither here or there. I did most of the things that I liked, you know, as a nurse.
Was there ever a time where you felt as though, okay, like you mentioned that you wanted to go back to become a registered nurse. What kept you from accomplishing that?
Well, I got pregnant at 30 and had my youngest child.
Okay.
I said I wasn't going to have any more kids, but I did get pregnant, and so I had him. That was one reason I stopped. I'm not going to blame it on him. Mm-hmm. But a bunch of girlfriends of mine, nursing friends of mine, we went to this Saturday school. You had to go every Saturday for RN. We did that. But, you know, after a while, I got tired of it. Mm. I was not nursing, per se, but the school. Our teacher was a foreigner, and half the time I couldn't understand him. So that probably had something to do with it. And then when I got pregnant, I went back. I was going to UDC, but then I stopped that. It wasn't holding my interest then as far as you know, registered nurse, you know. So I was content and made quite a bit of money as a LPN, working in the hospital and doing private duty. So I did that for years and years and years. And I was happy then, and I'm happy now because I'm semi-retired. And I can do whatever I want when I want. And that's the way I want to live the rest of my life. And I like to travel.
Ooh.
But I don't know how I'm going to travel.
So in terms of career, it seemed for the most part that you accomplished that dream of yours, of being a nurse.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds very linear that, you know, you do what you have to do. You're in school, and then you obtained your license, and you did it that way. Not saying that the workload and, you know, the clinical experience wasn't anything difficult, but it seemed as though you knew from a young age what you were on earth to do, and you set up for what you wanted in your dreams, and here it is. You can say that, you know, you had LPN or nurse besides your name, and that's wonderful. There are people today, like I mentioned earlier, who may be in a job where maybe their family is telling them to be in, or, you know, something that they're just not, they no longer like it. and they're just confused and they're lost. I know that was me for a long period of time. Like, for the longest, ever since I was a little girl, I wanted to be a pediatrician. You can tell me no different. Like, and there was nobody that influenced me to become one. Like, there wasn't anyone in the family or like a family friend that was a doctor that I said, oh, I want to be that one day. I just knew I was going to be a pediatrician, to the point where when we moved to the certain county in Maryland, the high school that I chose that specific high school because I knew they had a medical program that would go towards pre-med school. So that's how you knew how much I was just going to be a doctor one day. However, things changed when I wrote my book, and that kind of started the path of me not knowing for sure what I wanted to do. However, I always had dreams. I always was writing, you know, that was always clear. But in terms of like what I was meant to do, I just was unsure. You know, my mom was the one who
encouraged
me to, yeah, thank you, to go to a journalism school because I love storytelling and all that greatness. And looking back on it now, I'm glad she did do that. But like I said, there was a period where I was just lost. I didn't know if it was for me. I didn't know it was something that I could break into eventually or something that I had the knack for. So I asked you, what would you say to somebody who is in my shoes, who we're not sure what we want to do, or, you know, what we're kind of lost on what next steps we should do?
What is my opinion of
or
that?
Or advice or anything you can go by for someone who's not doing
anything.
Yeah, or the one thing that they want to, or something that they love.
Well, if it's something that they love, they're going to do it. Because I loved nursing when I was four.
Mm-hmm.
So I stuck to it. And I've been a nurse all my life, just about.
I said, but I think also...
I started at 20.
Wow, since you were 20?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, girls.
And I'm 76 now, so...
You're bragging, y'all. But that's remarkable, and I think a lot of us want to be able to say that. I think part of the reason, and correct me if I'm wrong, part of the reason why you were able to...
Achieve
it... because yes, you had the passion, but also you had the, I think you knew that it would always be in demand. It was a career that would always yield money. Whereas somebody listening to this now, they have a passion for something that they're unsure if they're going to have financial security. Are they going to be supported by loved ones and friends? You know, or they're just scared to start that business,
mm-hmm.
you know? It's difficult, and even though the pandemic has kind of lend a path to those to be entrepreneurs, it's still scary out here.
Yes, it is, and you don't know if it's going to work.
Yes.
And you really want to get it situated so you could achieve their goals.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes right now it is hard because there's a lot of pressure on people right now. And like the interest rate keeps going up.
Yeah.
They need to stop it because it's making people's mortgages go up.
Mm-hmm.
Their credit cards going up. You know, so I think they should stop it now. That's enough of that. But I think if you love something, you're going to do it and do it well.
Mm-hmm.
Because I love nursing and I did it well. And I'm not bragging, but I was a lot in command. What's the word? No.
Demand.
A lot of people request me sometimes. And even though I was an LPN, I worked, the RNs were over me, but they would use me sometimes when they wanted to take off.
Wow. See, because you were passionate about it.
Uh-huh. I cared about it. Mm-hmm. And still do, but... You know, as you get old, you got to stop doing everything that, start just doing things for you and nobody else. Because it's a responsibility being a nurse. But that's what you have to do. You have to, if you love it, have enough passion to do it, you will do it and achieve all your goals. Plus, on top of that, if you need guidance, You can always ask the Almighty to come and help you. I'm not a religious person, but whenever I wanted something, I would ask God to give it to me.
Really?
Yes,
and
I did.
It came to fruition?
It came to pass.
Really? Mm-hmm. What's an example of that?
Well, the car, the Mercedes that I want.
What else?
I got it. And one time, I wanted a certain boyfriend. I wanted a boyfriend that could fend for himself, have his own money.
Come on.
Have a car.
Yes, because you ain't picking up no man.
No, I don't want to do that. I don't want nobody to call me. Can you do this? Can you? No, 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 no. Set your goals so you can
take care of me. You drive me around.
That's right. That's better. But when I was young, I was fast in cars, so it didn't matter. I preferred to do it myself. But I asked
for
a boyfriend that had certain qualifications,
okay,
had his own place, and I could go there on the weekends and stay and read the paper in bed and eat in bed.
Oh.
That was my, and it happened, it came to pass again. That was with Drew.
That's her X-Men who I don't like, but that's another story for another day. But but as she said, I messed with her. Okay, so you had a spiritual guide per se, God who you consulted with, who also helped you get the things that you wanted out of life. And I like that because I feel as though I'm in that space right now where I'm leaning more on God to help me guide you and direct me, and it's been a great experience. It's been still been scary, however I have a more clear direction of what I need to do
and what you want to do.
And that's something that I really like that you always emphasize, especially when you're talking to me, is that you always want me to do what I want. You don't ever want me to do something for other people, please other people. Like, you're always emphasized, like, do what you want to do.
That's the best way. And you'll be more happy if you do what you want to do. And when you have a gut feeling about something, I advise you to take it.
Okay.
Because I didn't always do what my gut was telling me to do, and that was not always good turnout. So I think you really need to analyze, is that the word?
Mm-hmm.
Analyze the things that you really want to do and try to achieve your goals. I would. If I had to do it over again, I would do just about everything that I've done. Because again, my life wasn't perfect, but it was nice. Nice for me, and I enjoyed it. And I had a good time. So there were some ups and downs. My first husband cheated on me while I was
pregnant.
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
So you know that was a downer.
Of course, that's betrayal, girl.
Uh-huh.
I'm carrying your child.
No.
How did you get through that? Can I ask?
Oh, I guess I forgave him. We had a son. He was happy. I was happy then. And things just worked itself out. And then we just, you know, as years and years went by, we just left, faded away with each other. But he was there to help me if I needed help and stuff like that. I was kind of lucky with the men folks. Knock on wood. Not too bad. But I tell you, I always tell my good friends, relatives, anybody I can, always, always get your own stuff. You'll be better off having your own apartment, your own house, or your own car, so you can get around and do the things that you need to do. And you have to find something that you care about so much that you feel safe and you love it. Because if you love it, you're going to do well in it. And you will achieve your goals because you're not going to stand still. You'll keep getting up, going up. getting awards, getting raises, getting
accolades, praises. Yes. All it will always come back to you in some type of
way.
Reward. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you did it well, do it well.
And that's good to hear from someone who is from your generation because, well, I know I come from a Caribbean background and a lot of the positions or professional or occupation, rather, they're always pushing us to do medical field. So the nurses, the doctors. Or
That is real. One of the health is either one or two in getting the job because they always need.
There's always someone sick. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. There's always something that's going to derive from health somewhere along the line. So I get it. Mm-hmm. However, when you say that, do what you love, follow your passion, do what you want to do, it is comforting to hear that from someone like you because I feel as though this generation of people now, we are more geared to follow our passions and do what we love. However, sometimes the reality of life gets in the way from us achieving that. And so it puts us in a standstill where we just don't know if this is something that we should do or, you know, we always end up questioning things so much because life be lifing. And like you put it to us that, you know, you will get through it as long as you look at what you are meant to do is what you love. You follow your passion. Mm-hmm. It'll always come back to you. And then you'll always get up, no matter what you're doing, to see another day in it.
Uh-huh.
Because you love it so much. So that's something that... So, okay. So I think that's something great to go into 2023 with. And I hope whoever is listening to this...
get something from it.
Right. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially a time like this where, you know, some of us are with family or sometimes we're alone. At some point, we are going to reflect back on this year and figure out what we did that, you know, we were happy that we accomplished this year. Like, is there anything that you did this year, even though you are semi-retired, happy that you did?
Yeah, just that, retired, get put my feet up. I have certain programs I like to look at on TV, and I set more goals for me because I'm not always on time, and I would love to be, and I would love to come out and work more, but I right now I don't have the energy. I think I'm worn out from all my years of working, and working overtime, double time, triple time, sometime, it depends on what I had to do. But I'm happy that I have a house. I love my house. But right now it's too junky, but I love it.
But that's your home and you earned it. And that's one thing that you wanted to get done and you have it now. Mm-hmm. That's something that we will aspire to. I'm pretty sure most of us on this, listening to this podcast. I will say one thing that I accomplished this year was definitely the podcast.
Yes. Nice. Very good.
That's something that has been on my mind for a good while, probably even a number of years, which I'm glad that I finally put it. I actually did it.
Uh-huh.
I actually said I did it, and it's still happening. It's not like something I started and, you know, I just left it alone and let it just fade away. So I am proud of myself for that.
And you should be proud of yourself writing a book. I forgot the name of it.
Yeah,
I want to buy one.
Burning Reactions. You know what? That's something that I should add to my list of goals next year because the publishing company, they had a scandal. They went bankrupt, and so they closed down back in 2016.
Were you able to get your books?
No, because I heard all of this online, on the news. So any royalties, my manuscript, all of that, I don't know how to get back any of that. I would have to speak to a lawyer, which I do know one. So again, that's on my list.
I know one. I know a lawyer too.
So please give me their details because I feel as though that's something that I really need to make happen. That's part of my history that, you know, I want to be able to share with, you know, generations to come. And even people now, like people like you, they ask, like, oh, I want a copy, you know. Mm-hmm. So all I can say right now is, oh, it's on Amazon. And
oh, it is on Amazon?
It's on Amazon. There's like one of them, however, I don't know whoever purchased it, but they have it on sale for like $100 and some odd.
Wow.
Yeah. So again, I don't know who that is or whatever, but I would love to get to a place where, yeah, I can resell it again. But
yeah, that'll be good.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Maybe you should get that $100 book.
Maybe I should.
At least you all have a copy.
I have one still. I have one, and my mom has one. So there's two still in this world, at least.
Mm-hmm.
But
three.
Yeah, that's definitely one. That's an accomplishment. And I bring up the podcast because it is a passion of mine. It's fueling the passion that I have talking to others. Like, I love people's stories, and you know,
I can tell.
How can you say
it? I just can. And you're very good at it.
Oh, thank
you.
You
speak well. You always have interesting topics. Mm. And I like hearing your voice.
Oh, thank you. Someone else told me, I think another guest to the podcast, he was saying that I have this charisma in my voice that it's very inviting.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't have known that had I not started the podcast. So going back to, you were talking about your intuition or gut feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever we have that feeling of what we want to do, we have to feed it. We have to do it because it will awaken so many other things.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll learn more about ourselves. So I'm eager to see, as this podcast, you know, we're almost at 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
In January. I'm eager to see how this grows and what other opportunity yields from this. You know, and more guests as they come, you know, on different scales. I'm very, very excited to welcome other people and, you know, get more intel, more storytelling under my belt. So,
yes. I blame the coronavirus for most of the delay in people getting out and trying to do their achievements. It's just something about it's slowing us down, pulling us back.
You think because we were quarantined for 2 years?
Yeah, and not people not feeling good about themselves. You know, who wants to be not doing the things that they like to do because there were restrictions?
Yeah,
but it was restrictions too for our own good. Mm-hmm. But it made a lot of people
feel isolated. And
mm-hmm.
That's true. So now we're just trying to find our way in this new normal somehow.
Mm-hmm. It's sad, I tell you. But yes, I feel that, yeah, if you have a goal, you should stick to it. Don't let nobody talk you out of it. If it's what you want, you go at it and try to achieve your goal. I don't care what field it's in. Don't let anybody put you down and tell you no. I don't think that's good for you. I don't think nobody knows what's good for somebody else.
And be careful who you tell your vision to. I told my sister this the other day. Some people, or no, it wasn't even my sister, it was someone else. Sometimes when you tell somebody your vision,
mm-hmm.
They either will put you down because they didn't have the strength to do it themselves.
Uh-huh.
You know, they wanted to be the actress. They wanted to be the director. They wanted to be the singer, but they didn't have the courage to even
go
to an audition or record their first song or write their own song. So when you come along saying you want to do X, they put you down because they didn't have the courage to do so. So be careful who you share your dreams to as well.
Yes, and even if they try to put you down, don't let them stop you from doing what you want to do. Because like I said, if you love something, you're going to do it and do it well.
Exactly.
You know?
It's your gift too.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes when it's in you like that, that passion is your gift.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. I agree. So just hang in there. Because I had a very loving, caring mother. She was so sweet, sweetest thing on this earth. And I'm not just saying that because she's my mother, but she was. And I thank her for everything that I have achieved. She was just babysitting, and I couldn't drive. She would give me a babysitting money for me to take driving lessons.
Yes, I love it.
Even though I was working, just started working as a nurse.
So what you're saying is, you know, we also have to be, you know,
considerate.
Considerate and also be actual helpers in someone else's dream, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes it's not always about us. So, you know, maybe we need a lending hand.
Yes, definitely did. Because I had my son, the oldest one, then. And she would babysit for me. I used to have to come home from work and go around. We lived close by, around the corner from each other.
That close.
Mm-hmm.
So it was easy too.
Mm-hmm. And I was her youngest.
Aww.
Aww. I miss my mother. But anywho's, do what you feel you want to do.
We got it. And we are.
Don't give up, and don't let nobody talk you out of it.
Okay.
Yes. I don't care what type of job it is. If it was you feel like you love washing dishes,
okay,
then you get your job, and you will do well if you love something.
Is there any limit? So suppose I came to you, you know, like suppose it's an exclusive, and I'm like, Sandy, I'm going to be a stripper. I'm going to quit the job, and I'm going to be out here stripping. You know, they make a lot of money. You will support me?
I would say, if you love it, then you do it.
That's right.
Get up on that pole and do it. Make that.
Hey.
Make that money, honey.
And no shade to anyone who is a stripper. But Sandy, Sandra Papandra.
Yeah.
As always, you bring the wisdom that we need and the guidance. We appreciate you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you, too.
Thank you.
And thanks again for having me.
Of course, I knew you were coming back, girl. I knew you were coming back.
All right, then.
Ooh,
all righty.
Cute.
All
right. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
So I happen to be getting ready for work, and I am stressed out of my mind. It's a Monday. I don't want to go to work like most people, but it's a little bit more than that. I think mentally, I don't know if I can do this any longer in terms of like going to work at a place that I know I'm not going to be there long term. That's not my goal. It's not a place for me that I want to be for the rest of my life. It doesn't feed my purpose, right? But as I'm here stressed out, I had to reflect on my conversation with Sandy. And she just made things so simple. The fact that she was like, do what you want. And she even did that herself. It was very aspirational. I feel like our generations, you know, the ones that are to come, we can make things very difficult for ourselves when it doesn't have to be. Like, yes, life be lifin', don't get me wrong, but I feel like when we start to, you know, set in the forefront, like, what we truly want out of life, what our dreams are, no matter how big or small, I don't believe any dreams are small, actually, but no matter what you want to do, regardless of who has something to say about it, do that, and it's just that simple. So, are you going to? I love you and I mean it. Peace.
Soul and Substance was produced by Nicole Ebanks. The Soul and Substance theme song was produced by Lawrence Ebanks. If you would like to ask for advice or leave comments, send an email to soulandsubstance25@gmail.com. For blog posts, visit soulandsub.wordpress.com and follow us on Instagram at soul.n.substance. That's soul.n.substance. So here it is. I'm waiting. I don't know what to think. I am here just waiting.